WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey has reported another 1,151 COVID cases, 31 confirmed deaths. The statewide rate of transmission has dropped to 0.91 from 0.92 the day before. 894 people remain hospitalized, and the number of COVID outbreaks in schools has increased from 96 a week ago to 126, and there are 658 cases among students and staff compared to 521 from last week. All of the COVID vaccinations continue to provide extremely strong protection against the serious illness. Dr. Ed Lifshitz of the Jersey Health Department says the data also shows if you've been vaccinated and you do test positive for the virus.
The younger you are, you're extremely unlikely to die. As you get older, you're just very unlikely to die.
He adds booster shots for people who had their second COVID vaccine at least 6 months ago will increase antibody protection dramatically. A 19-year-old drunk driver has been seriously hurt in a head-on crash Monday night in Cape May County. NJ.com reports Mark Hoffman was driving on Route 47 in a Dennis Township when he crossed lanes and slammed into another vehicle, according to state police. Hoffman was flown to a hospital for treatment. He is charged with assault by auto, driving while intoxicated, and other traffic offenses. The driver of the other car, a 47-year-old D.C. resident, was not seriously hurt. A Passaic County man has been arrested and charged with sexually assaulting an 18-year-old for 6 years, beginning when the victim was 12. Authorities say 44-year-old Corey Irvin of Clifton has been charged with several counts of first and second degree sexual assault, endangering the welfare of a child, and one count of third degree aggravated criminal sexual contact. There's not really any election day anymore, more like an election season. More than 290,000 people have already voted by mail in this year's general election. Bob Giles of the Division of Elections says residents can vote on electronic voting machines starting this weekend.
For the first time, we'll have early voting starting October 23rd, and it's going to run through October 31st.
There are 139 early voting locations around New Jersey. Lists and an interactive map are available at nj1015.com. Bruce Springsteen is hinting at a 2022 tour, and fans couldn't be happier. The Boss was at Asbury Lanes in Asbury Park Sunday night, interviewing E Street Band member Little Stevie Van Zandt for a benefit supporting Van Zandt's Teach Rock Educational Foundation. And according to Backstreet's magazine, Springsteen says, quote, "We'll be out there in the world again next year, I hope, and I guarantee if you bring your children and your younger brothers and sisters or grandma for that matter, they're going to see the band at its peak." Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. A seasonal October day, we turn up the heat a bit for tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
All Jersey, all the time.
Love your station so much. Downloaded the app.
New Jersey 101.5.
Jersey fast traffic. It looks like the parkway's kind of busy on the south end side coming out towards 144. You'll note some right lane construction work. Turnpike traffic not bad. 287 shaping up pretty nicely now. 24 west and Summit over by Hobart Gap Road. It's right lane repairs. 22 west and Union. That's been on the slow side. We've had a crash in Mattawan affecting Route 34 south over by 79. The left lane is closed. 70 in Lakewood slow westbound near the parkway and towards New Hampshire Avenue. Route 9 bunching up in Lakewood and Todd River as well. And there's also been slowdowns. Oh, we have a crash on the northbound turnpike between the James Fenimore Cooper service area and exit 5, so look out for that. Not bad overall across the Delaware or the Hudson. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 218. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by PSE&G. PSE&G can help you get back on track if you're behind on your energy bill. Payment assistance has expanded to help more customers, even those with higher incomes. To learn more, visit PSEG.com/help now.
New Jersey 101.5 presents a drive-boo drive-through Halloween. Load up your car with your little ghosts and goblins this Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. and head to Brock Farms Home and Garden World on Route 9 in Freehold. New Jersey 101.5's Bill Spadia will be handing out free bags of sweet treats in our drive-boo drive-through, courtesy of Wegmans, while supplies last. Thanks to our sponsor, Brock Farms Home and Garden World in Freehold and Colts Neck. Our drive-boo drive-through Halloween. This Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m., spooktacular fun from New Jersey 101.5.
Metro.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A nice, bright, comfortable fall afternoon underway here. Temperatures firmly in the 60s across the Garden State and splendid 70s return tomorrow. Although we do have to talk about another storm system coming later this week, rain chances are looking pretty minimal. Tonight will not be as cold as last night. Lows only dip into the lower to mid 50s, could be some 40s in the usual cold spots. Partly cloudy skies, and tomorrow warming up 70 to 75. Should be a very nice day with just a few clouds and just a light breeze. Mid-70s on Thursday with mixed sun and clouds. There is a slight chance for a rain shower creeping in Thursday night, and we'll keep that shower chance alive during the day on Friday with mostly cloudy skies. Highs on Friday come down to around 70. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Kearney, 64, Sayreville, 63, Woodbury Heights, 64 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Jet Property Management. Is your property feeling neglected? Call Jet Property Management. Jet specializes in bank-owned property preservation, commercial sanitizing, and caring for rental properties. Let Jet Property Management help. Call 732-270-2270.
New Jersey 101.